Mr. Bond told reporters Wednesday he is convening key donor countries for a discussion of what he called concrete measures to address the cyclone disaster in Burma. He said the meeting will include representatives of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, which includes Burma. The Secretary General said he has still not spoken to Burma's leader, General Tan Shwe, despite repeated calls and letters. He reiterated his frustration with the military government's response to the crisis.
Even though Myanmar's government has shown some sense of flexibility, at this time it's far too short. The magnitude of this situation requires much more mobilization of resources and aid workers.
Earlier Wednesday, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown proposed that the UN hold an emergency summit on Burma and that the Secretary General visit the country. The UN is now seeking $200 million to provide aid to cyclone survivors, up from last week's appeal for $187 million. UN Humanitarian Chief John Holmes said donor nations have already sent or pledged $150 million. Food, water, sanitation equipment, and medical supplies continue to arrive in increasingly large quantities, but Holmes said the biggest problem remains Burma's blocking of the entry of foreign aid workers.
We urge on the Myanmar authorities a radical change in this area to allow international staff into the affected area to do the job that they're there to do.
In a move Holmes called a small sign of selective opening up, the Burmese government invited its immediate neighbors, Thailand, Bangladesh, India, and China, to send in 160 humanitarian workers. Holmes said such progress is still inadequate to meet the needs of the estimated 1.6 to 2.5 million Burmese severely affected by Cyclone Nargis. Alex Villarreal, VOA News, the United Nations.